Fantasy is an escape from reality. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy today's episode titled Fantasy. From my point of view, all this world is just like we are living in a world of fantasy, where it's an illusion, where the reality is all about finding what really lies behind this so-called reality. How often does society fight against people who fantasize a lot? Well, because fantasizing or having some fantasy is just like letting your imagination run wild, letting it be free, taking a break and making sure that you are in your own world, far from reality, in a space where everything is possible. What you fantasize is far different, will never be the same as the core reality on the ground. Let your imagination run wild. Never ever be scared to let the imagination run deep. But what can you say? Society mostly goes against fantasizing. What do I say? Reality, society always goes against fantasy. Let's take I'm a student, I'm in a classroom. I sit there each and every day. I fantasize. I'm deep in my own world, thinking about my own things. How can fantasizing about different or a lot of things? Maybe fantasizing about me being a soccer player. Or maybe fantasizing about me being a superhero. Or fantasizing about anything which I want to be in life. But yet, when I'm caught doing that, the teacher will ask me a question. Because the teacher sees that I'm not in class. The teacher can just strike me and say, "JB, give me the answer." Obviously, I'm not there. I'm not concentrating. I'm just seated there, but I'm in my own world. Okay. What will happen? The teacher will be furious. And the teacher will say, "You sat there and you are wasting your time daydreaming nonsense. And you're not listening to me. You are just in your own world, far from here. Please concentrate." And if it happens again and again, obviously one thing which will happen, my parents will be called over. And when my parents come along, they are told, "You know, we try by all means to teach your child, okay? But it doesn't seem to be here. It seems to be always daydreaming each and every day." Okay, then my parents, some will take it lightly, but mostly won't take it lightly. Society seems to be against a child or a person who seems to be or likes to daydream or have time to themselves just to have a room to go to the world of fantasy. Society wants you to stick to being so-called normal, straightforward person, okay? They don't want you to dodge and turn. If you dodge and turn and you go into fantasy, you fantasize a lot, a lot, a lot, you let your imagination run wild and you're not talking to other people more often, you're just alone fantasizing each and every day. They will say there's something wrong with you. Society, if all the people are going out and they are playing as children, they will also expect me as a child to play. Whilst I'm not there, I don't feel anything with these activities of playing. I am in my own world, looking at things, fantasizing, okay? And I enjoy fantasizing. It's not a bad thing, okay? Because I ask myself, where did all of this technology, social media giants, where did they come from? It's fantasies, they create ideas which the modern reality needs, okay? If you look, where did all of these things come from? Someone sat alone, they fantasized and then they said, why don't we have something where we can communicate? Boom, here we are. We call one another through cell phones. Someone came along and said, people have cell phones. They kept on improving cell phones, but they said, we need some gadgets that can make people to talk from distance. It started with something called Mixit. From there, it went on to WhatsApp. Now just look across the lot of different platforms which are there. WeChat, Snapchat, different platforms are there for communication. Twitter, Facebook, each and everything, Instagram, mention them all. Now you can talk to someone who's in America when you are in Africa, okay? In Europe, you can speak to someone who's in Asia, okay? That's how we communicate. Fantasy is something which the community should admire. They should come there and ask a person when they're fantasizing, hey buddy, what are you fantasizing about? Okay, each and every time, I'm sure in your place there's something which is shorting. There's just something which is missing. Okay, they should just give you a chance to fantasize. Take a leap into another world. Okay, it's not a bad thing. If I have a child and my child is fantasizing, is letting his imagination run wild. If I had a child and they called me to school, they're saying, your child is deep in his thoughts, not in class, I will ask them, why don't you just give? Or why don't you just ask him, what is happening in your mind which seems to be taking up everything, which seems to be distracting you, or which seems to be blocking you, or which seems to be stealing your time, that you're not in class with us? Because if a child is caught daydreaming or fantasizing, there's two things which the other classmates will do. If you fail to answer a question, they will laugh. They will laugh at you very, very badly, as if you did something wrong. It's not a crime to fantasize, is it? A lot of ideas, I believe, which I hear, which we have now, which have improved our modern life, they came through fantasizing. You just sit down and a person says, if we could have 1, 2, 3, like if you look now, we had CDs for music. That was someone who fantasized. Although now that generation seemed to be killed by online platform, it's just that the world will keep on needing new, better solutions. You never know when you sit there and you're fantasizing, that you are fantasizing something which will come and save the world. The world is always needing to be improved here and there. So it like someone said on TikTok, I saw a video. You see, they will say people are creative. It's fantasy people. All the content people are doing there comes from fantasy. They sit down, they strategize, they do 1, 2, 3, and then they fantasize an idea. They put it on there, they make us laugh. But this one idea, which said, this guy said, why can't alcohol companies just put pipes in our homes, like water, and ask those who drink alcohol, they install those pipes of alcohol in our homes and bill us, because that's logic. You see, it's fantasy. When you started about that idea, it came from much fantasizing, letting his imagination run wild. Yes, I see that. Okay, it's an idea. If it falls into some other company, they might take it and use it. Okay, but that problem with me, fantasy, that it's good, but all these things have a good and negative side. When you come back to a reality with such a fantasy idea, if companies of alcohol were to take it inside reality, it would mean that jobs would be cut, because there would be no need for alcohol companies to, like, what can you say, for alcohol companies, there would be no need for alcohol companies to have trucks to deliver their beers, their products. Okay, so there was no need, but it's an idea. Okay, it's fantasy. Those things, they come through the imagination. The world of imagination should be supported. I assume that it is supported, but it's like musicians. Okay, that's why we have a lot of musicians. People are saying a person writes a lot of music, he's the best composer. Fantasy, people. Fantasy. Yes, if they come and remix the song, not the thing, someone's idea. But everything which is in the world is fantasy. We are living in this illusional world where they will get angry at you, they will say you have spirituality or you are not a normal child for fantasizing. But if you look around, everything which is here mostly comes from fantasy, someone's imagination which ran wild, and then we allowed it to grow. And when it grew, we supported the idea, we invested in it. A person just invested in his imagination, the world comes along and supports. A person runs with him. I repeat again, a person lets his imagination go wild, and then the world comes in, it supports, it grows. That's how it is. This whole world, this whole planet, everything is someone's imagination. Okay? Whatever you can imagine of a bed is someone's imagination. We sleep in beds, queen beds, single beds, someone's imagination. We fly from country to country, someone's imagination. We wear shoes, someone's imagination. We wear clothes, someone's design and someone's imagination. Everything is someone's imagination. Okay? So imagination is fantasy. You just fantasize. You let your imagination run wild. Let's not hold back a person who fantasizes a lot. Sometimes they might pull up one of the most best creative idea to help us solve the problem of pollution. You never know that one person might come up with that and solve it. So let us support and invest in fantasizing. I'm JB State. Never be too short to explore yourself. Thank you.